So with that, one of the things I've been thinking about is, you know, did we get the golden age of gas wrong? So in 2011, the IEA put out this excellent report, Are We Entering the Golden Age of Gas? And of course, one of the things that was going on at the time was the U.S. shale gas revolution and the idea that many other countries had shale gas and that shale gas would be developed. Well, by 2015, it seemed that maybe hopes for the golden age of gas had evaporated. Prices were low. China demand was way down. So last year when I was here, I said, well, maybe we missed the golden age of gas, but maybe it's going to be the golden age of LNG, because last year LNG trade recorded the largest year ever. So I said, well, maybe we're going to see the golden age of LNG this year, because I always sort of like to have a theme. This year, my theme is sort of coming out of the World LNG Report, which is released every year by the IGU. And the IGU released this report at Gas Tech. And the IGU highlighted a number of key trends. And I'm going to talk about those trends in more detail in my presentation. The first key trend, U.S. LNG exports are driving a lot of change in the market. New and old buyers are also driving a lot of change. And then as a result of all the change, new pricing models are emerging. So the IGU's outlook is pretty positive that we're going to see a more responsive, competitive LNG trading system. My view is a little bit maybe more pessimistic, which is I think we're going to see an LNG revolution. Before we get to that responsive, competitive system, we're going to see an LNG revolution. And I'll talk about that towards the end of my presentation. So the first thing, I know the U.S. LNG export story is sort of an old story, but it's worth going back and looking at some of the data over the years, because now, of course, U.S. LNG exports, we're only just seeing our first shipments.